Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jack Gilden is joining us from the Baltimore area, and the book is called The Fast Ride, Spectacular Bid and the Undoing of a Sure Thing. And Jack, last hour when I was previewing your appearance, I was telling our listeners how this manuscript that you shared with me, even before it was really finished, took me on such an emotional ride. There were times when I was almost grieving over the characters in this book and Spectacular Bid and the fact that he was considered this sure thing for the Belmont Stakes and the Triple Crown, and yet it didn't happen. So my first question is, what made you want to tell his story?
I have an old friend, and I hadn't seen him in about 30 years or so, and he got in touch with me because he saw the Johnny Unitas book that I had written, and this was like in 2018, and I was getting a lot of publicity for that book, including I was a guest on your show,
yeah,
and which he heard, by the way. He gets up early and listens to your show, and he called me and he said the jockey Ronnie Franklin, who was also a Baltimore native, was in hospice care and had been a friend of his. And he said, I'd like you to write something about him. And so that was how it first came to my attention. I initially wasn't interested, but as time went on, I became very interested.
Ronnie Franklin being the jockey who rode Spectacular Bid to his greatest triumphs, but also to ultimately his downfall. And as you point out in the book, he ended up getting blamed for it, even if it wasn't necessarily his fault. So what if you were trying to tell people what this book is about? Because it's complex, not in a bad way, but there's so many characters, there's so many layers to horse racing and to this horse's particular story. What would you tell people about Spectacular Bid?
I think that what's so interesting about Spectacular Bid is that, first of all, the horse, you could credibly say, was as good or better than Secretariat. You could easily make the case that he was. So that was number one, is that you had this incredibly great horse, like a magical horse. But then what was so interesting was that you had all of these Baltimore guys involved. The owner, Harry Meyerhoff, the trainer, Buddy Delp, and then this jockey, Ronnie Franklin, who showed up at the track when he was only 15 years old. He had never seen a horse in his life before in person. And he, by the age of 19, he won the Kentucky Derby on this horse. And so what it comes into play are all of these dynamics that we're familiar with today. Drugs, doping of the animals and mistreatment of the animals, drugs for the jockey and others. And especially, and what was front and center for me, was this teenager who was so out of his element. You know, people were around him with a great deal of power over him, and then kind of what happened to him. So there are elements of what happened at Penn State later on, or what happened at Michigan or Michigan State. You know, these kinds of situations where these young people are kind of taken advantage of. And there was a lot of these very modern themes in this story that goes all the way back to 1979.
Jack Gilden is with us. His book is now available wherever you purchase your books, Amazon to be sure, The Fast Ride, Spectacular Bid, and The Undoing of a Sure Thing. And as a horse lover, I really enjoyed that element, is getting closer to the track and kind of understanding what goes into preparing a thoroughbred to compete at the highest level and on the biggest stages of the sport, but also knowing that essentially the team around him or her, if it's a filly, can also be his or her undoing too. And the horse just wants to run, right? That's the instinct. And yet the people can screw it up. So how did they screw it up for Spectacular Bid, Jack?
Well, in so many ways, Amy, unfortunately. So what I tried to show was that by the time the kid showed up at Pimlico in the mid-70s, that it was really a world of corruption there for years and in racing. And so he kind of toddles in, you know, this young guy with dreams of being a big star into this very, very corrupt world. So that was the first thing, is it was just a corrupt place, not Pimlico in particular, but just racing in general. And the adult world in general, I guess, unfortunately. So that was one thing. But then, you know, as it all unfolded, he ended up hooked on drugs. The trainer, who had been kind of presented as a father figure to him, and he came to live with the trainer, and the trainer's teenage son was his best friend. And unfortunately, there was a lot of drugs in that house. The trainer was doing the drugs side by side with the boys. It was very disturbing. And they became addicts very quickly at a very young age. And then the kid was also suffering the other terrible things that happened to famous people. He ended up with a paternity suit slapped into his chest right in the jockey's room at the Preakness Stakes. And it just seemed, you know, he ended up in conflict with some of the other jockeys, especially the Hispanic jockeys, whom he had slurred with a terrible word. And in the end, it was all like coming together almost like a nervous breakdown for him. He was under so much pressure, he was starting to fall apart right in the middle of the Triple Crown. But no one noticed. Nobody in the press, nobody really talked about what was happening to him. He was only being criticized more and more fervently. And so the undoing all arrived at Belmont Park on that big day.
You write a lot about the history of racing and thoroughbred racing, not just the Kentucky Derby, but of course the Triple Crown is paramount. I had no idea. And as a history buff, that was fascinating, but also heartbreaking to know the roots of this sport that looks so glamorous on TV or at a track. And yet, as you point out, it's rooted in corruption. How much has it been regulated and cleaned up today, Jack?
Well, I'm not really an expert on what's going on today, Amy. I mean, my focus was really in that era and what led up to that era. But I think, you know, obviously the sport has significant troubles today. You saw a lot of horses die at Santa Anita Park in the last year and a half or so. I mean, a lot of horses, like something like 30 horses over the course of 12 months or something like that. It was just excruciating to see it. And then in addition to that, you see that Bob Baffert has been suspended for the big races, and he's kind of like the Babe Ruth of horse racing. He's the biggest winner it's ever seen, and he's the very famous trainer. So clearly, you know, it was the fact that stories like Ronnie Franklin's story and Spectacular Bid's story had never been reported correctly in all these years, it's taken a toll, because half a century later, they have many of the same problems, or maybe even worse ones than they did all the way back then.
Jack Gilden is the author of The Fast Ride, Spectacular Bid, and The Undoing of a Sure Thing, a longtime Baltimore journalist. And this is his second book. So, Jack, how was the writing experience the second time? Did you feel like it was easier? It was tougher? It was just as much a labor of love?
Well, I thought it was a little bit easier. I mean, it's always hard. You know, it's excruciatingly hard work. I mean, you have to be all by yourself working in total anonymity for years.
Right.
But it was easier the second time around for me, because the first time I was more or less teaching myself how to write a book as I wrote it. And so it took me probably 2 or even 3 years longer than it should have. And this time I felt much more sure of myself. I knew how to do it, but it was a much more intensive investigation involved before the writing began.
Who were the main players that you were able to communicate with and speak to in person?
Well, in person is a key word there. So a lot of the people that I interviewed were interviewed by phone because through COVID.
Yes.
But the ones that I was able to interview included Stevie Coffin, who was also a teenage jockey who won the Triple Crown the year before Spectacular Bid. I talked to Angel Cordero, the magnificent jockey, maybe the greatest jockey of the 20th century. I spoke to Jacinto Vasquez, who was also just fantastic. He rode Ruffian and many other great horses, and he was a fascinating, hilarious man. I spoke to Ruben Hernandez, the great jockey who unseated Spectacular Bid at that Belmont Stakes. a guy who was almost, you know, painted as a mediocrity, almost to the point where he himself believed it. But in fact, he was a brilliant rider and rode a brilliant race in the Belmont Stakes to beat Spectacular Bit. So I spoke to all of these great figures, but most of all, I spoke to three people in the inner circle who were able to, you know, let the real story emerge. And that was Buddy Delp's son, Gerald Delp, who was Ronnie's best friend and the confidant of his father. I also spoke to Tony Cullum, who was Ronnie's nephew and also raised like a brother with him. And he knew everything that Ronnie knew. And to Kathy Rosenberger, a very important person in the story, who worked for Buddy Delp for years and knew the inner workings of his system. So those three people were the key people in unearthing the story.
And if you check out Jack's Twitter, which is at Jack Gilden, G-I-L-D-E-N, you can see some of the photos, like Ruben Hernandez, the legendary jockey that he spoke to, who has a copy of his book and a gigantic smile on his face. So make sure you check out Jack on Twitter. So it is Derby weekend, Jack. Before I let you go, you obviously did a ton of extensive research about the Triple Crown races, the Kentucky Derby, which Spectacular Bid won. I was so struck by how deep this obsession with horse racing and the Derby and these races runs in our American society. I mean, it's not a fleeting obsession. This is one that has lasted for decades and one that, I mean, blows me away. Why are we so obsessed with our horse racing?
Oh, I mean, think about it. It's like it goes back to this tradition of cavaliers and the Civil War, especially, and the cowboy movies later on. I mean, the idea of this connection between these wild beasts and man, how they're able to be tamed and put to a purpose, it's just thrilling. And I mean, think about it. It's probably very similar to heavyweight boxing. Mm. You know, this idea of taking two superb living things and saying, I think this one could beat that one or the other way around. And then finding out, you know, putting them in a fair situation, supposedly, and then finding out who will win. So it really is intoxicating. If you spend any time at the track at all, you would really fall in love with horse racing. It's the most beautiful sport, and it's really thrilling.
So do you still see it the same way after all of your research and writing this book that uncovered, I'm sure, a lot of it for you?
Well, I see it in that idealized way still, but I also see the other side of it. And look, when you really think about it, there's nothing that men and women do that can't also be corrupted, no matter how great it is. We see corruption in our politics. We see corruption in religion. And all the things that we found value in over like thousands of years that we can also find abuse in. So it's very important to tell the true stories, because when you do, you could say, well, maybe you can save the baby. You know, it's like if you really look into the things that go wrong, you have a chance to fix them and mm-hmm. make them right. But anything that people touch can be corrupted, that's for sure. And horse racing is by far no exception.
Yes, and yet when I watch the Derby, what I see still are these powerful, incredible animals that just want to run.
And those tiny men on them,
yes,
who are such brilliant athletes.
Right, and I hope it's not spoiled, but as you point out, even going back to the last couple derbies, there are these accusations of drug use and doping, and it's not as pure as we would like to see it, but yet it still is about the animals ultimately, and they are amazing. So you want to follow,
you want to follow
Jack, as I mentioned, on Twitter, at Jack Gilden, and the book is called The Fast Ride, Spectacular Bid and the Undoing of a Sure Thing. And I'm telling you, it is harrowing, it is haunting, it will take you on an emotional roller coaster. And once again, Jack, thank you for allowing me to read it ahead of time. It was actually this time last year, because I took the manuscript on vacation with me and had the opportunity to get a sneak peek. So it's such an honor to be involved in this project. It's available on Amazon. I've got my copy in my hands, and I'm so glad that we could get a few minutes with you on the show.
Thanks, Amy. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed the interview. I'll see you soon.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Have a great vacation.
Thank you, and enjoy the Derby. Jack Gilden.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.